broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues on your favorite news the networks refuse to use radio station. This is the broadcast for Liberty Roundtable live for Monday, December the 7th of the year of our Lord, 2015, hour 202. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country. All right, we're going to skip all the normal introduction stuff. We've got Lowell Nelson on the line, campaignforliberty.org, doing a great job. We're going to break down a lot of what he brought to the table today. We've been doing it the first hour, but I had to set the stage. I submit to you this terrorism stuff, folks, is real, but it's also a lie at the same time. Lowell Nelson, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Kurt Cosby, welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, I'm going to play a soundbite from your president, so-called president. I think he's not even constitutionally qualified to serve, but that's another discussion. Listen to this, and I got a question for you.
Coming. We will the threat from terrorism is real. But we will overcome it. We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us.
Is your president that ignorant, Kurt Cosby, or is he a flat-out liar?
You know, it's kind of sad, but whenever I hear him start talking, it seems like I just kind of shut it down, you know, and just kind of head to somewhere useful. I guess that's an answer to your question.
Lowell Nelson, what do you say? Did he lie to you?
He is a flat-out liar, Sam. He knows he's been funding and arming and training members of moderate jihadist groups who have then helped to strengthen ISIS. It's been his, of course, he's a puppet, but basically he's been arming and strengthening ISIS for several years now, and so for him to say we're going to defeat ISIS is like we're going to just go after this boogeyman that we created, and only I want your money, and by the way, some more of your liberty along the way. That's what he's saying.
The empirical evidence, folks, is clear. The United States of America created ISIS, ISIL, Al-Qaeda, all of the above. They've trained them, they've funded them, and they've armed them to the teeth. And then Barack gets on the news and last night and all of it and says,
We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us.
Now, I don't know who the terrorists are exactly, except for to say it's almost like if he's creating ISIS, funding ISIS, arming ISIS, training ISIS, and then he says that to the American people as he sits in the Oval Office as the so-called leader of the free world. It's almost like your president's the terrorist. Lol. But if I say anything about ISIS, ISIL, or any of the like, then Loretta Lynch is going to come at me. Loretta Lynch basically now is saying, hey, if you have rhetoric that isn't appropriate, in other words, that she doesn't like, she's going to go ahead and consider you the threat and prosecute you. Listen to Loretta Lynch.
Obviously, this is a country that is based on free speech. But when it edges towards violence, when we see the potential for someone lifting that mantle of anti-Muslim rhetoric, or, as we saw after 9/11, violence directed at individuals who may not even be Muslims but may be perceived to be Muslims, and they will suffer just as much. When we see that, we will take action. That I think we have charged 225 defendants with hate crimes offenses over the last 6 years, most of those in the last 3 years. Since 9/11, we've had over 1,000 investigations into acts of anti-Muslim hatred, including rhetoric and bigoted actions, with over 45 prosecutions arising out of that. I think, sadly, that number is going to continue. I think it's important, however, that as we again talk about the importance of free speech, we make it clear that actions predicated on violent talk are not America. They are not who we are, they're not what we do, and they will be prosecuted. So I want that message to be clear also.
What do you say to that? So I'm not suggesting we're preaching violence in any way, but look, the issue cuts both ways, Lil Nelson. If you can't heighten your rhetoric against Islam, then you shouldn't be able to heighten your rhetoric against Christianity. And Barack has done that over and over and over. So should we now go and prosecute Barack?
Well, he's worthy of prosecution, certainly worthy of indictment, certainly worthy of impeachment. But, you know, this is not a religious thing for you and me, Sam. It's not a cultural thing. Anybody who harms and does violence to others is breaking the laws of God and the laws of men, and needs to be stopped. But just because you're part of it's like the Mayak report, right? I mean, the government just says, okay, well, if you're a Bible believing constitutionalist, then you must be dangerous. We're going to put you on the list, and we're going to watch you real closely. I mean, that's just not right. And so when I hear Loretta Lynch talking about becoming the thought police and saying, okay, well, we're going to, you know, if you edge closer to this violent talk and stuff like that, boy, we're gonna have to watch you real closely. I mean, that's a violation of our right to speak out. I mean, the founders knew that the right to free speech was the right to speak out against government policies with which you disagree. Now, and I disagree with the government, U.S. government foreign policy of intervention, because it's going to cause blowback. And this is the big thing that Ron Paul has been teaching the nation for decades, and people finally began to listen during the 2007 and 8 presidential run that he made, that our actions, you know, our interventionist actions in the Middle East and throughout the world, they have consequences. And the worst of those consequences is blowback, which is the ill effects of our occupation, of our bombing. We've been bombing over there for at least over 10 years, Sam. And because we bomb them and because we occupy their countries, they're mad at us, and that's totally understandable. I mean, I don't justify revenge, but I don't defend that. I don't think it's right, but what would you do if you were in their position? That's the question that Ron was so good at asking. How would you feel if China or Russia began bombing your county, your state, or your country, and began occupying territory in your backyard or in your state?
So the whole point is the United States is becoming the organization of terror around the world. Kevin Florida wants to chime in. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Sam. How are you doing this morning?
Good, sir.
Well, I wanted to chime in because I watched the president's speech last night. I think the whole thing was coupled with lies. And the only thing honest and truthful that he did say in there was the fact that this event in San Bernardino was, in fact, terrorism. But I don't know if you guys caught this or not. He also mentioned other incidents that occurred after saying this was terrorism, just like he said that the Fort Hood shooting. I think the president actually admitted on air last night that the Fort Hood shooting was terrorism.
And they claimed it wasn't at the time through the mainstream press, by the way.
Yes, it was workplace violence. And, you know, another thing I noticed, and I don't know if you gentlemen noticed this at all or not, but I have a very sneaking suspicion that the president was actually green-screened into the Oval Office because of the lighting, the way the light was hitting him versus the light in the background. A lot of it didn't add up, and a lot of people would say, well, that's not a very big deal. He still came out and made a speech. But the president can't even be honest about his whereabouts.
Heck no, somebody might take him out, sir. I'm not suggesting that they ought to. I'm just telling you right now that when you perpetuate lies and when you walk both sides of the fence like that and you experience this blowback that Lil Nelson's talking about, etc., when you become the creators of terror yourself while you feign peace, and then Loretta Lynch comes out and says, don't you dare say anything negative. Don't you dare use your free speech. Your free speech and rights end when you try to expose us as the behind-the-scenes terrorists. At some point, you get a very sticky situation, sir, and your life's always in question.
Well, very much so. And, you know, it's just sad that this is, I mean, we can't get on here and make this stuff up. I mean, we have all the government documents that have been leaked out to say that we've been supporting ISIS, that we've been funding ISIS, that we've been working with them. And, it, you know, you're right, Sam. This is very, very, very scary stuff. It is very true that these terrorism events do occur. But if we look at ISIS, we need to look at it more of like a wind-up toy, where we just wind them up and set them loose, and they do whatever they're going to do. And that might involve taking Americans' lives. But I think it's coming down to a point where the president still wants to come and take our guns.
We pray that it doesn't happen, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Kevin. He's right as rain. When we come back, Mr. Ron Paul has written a column on this very topic. We're going to talk about it with Lowell Nelson with Campaign for Liberty in mere seconds. The war on terror is creating more terror, folks. That's the point.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Sam and Kurt on your radio. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, riding shotgun on the broadcast today. We're talking about this terrorism scenario. Your president lies to you, ladies and gentlemen. He says he wants to stop the terrorists, but yet he's funding, training, and arming terrorists. Loretta Lynch vows to prosecute. She continued, when we talk about the First Amendment, we must make it clear that actions predicated on violent talk are not American. They're not who we are. They are not what we do, and they will be prosecuted. Now, I agree that we shouldn't have violence, but the problem is she's backing into an attack on the First Amendment, virtually calling you and I domestic terrorists if we differ from her view is the problem. The war on terror is creating more terror, writes Liberty Roundtable columnist Ron Paul. There are two paragraphs at the start of his incredible column, The War on Terror is Creating More Terror. There are two key paragraphs that you got to know about. Lowell Nelson's got the details. The first one starts out the interventionists, and the second one starts out the neocons. Both apropos terms to make the point, Lowell.
Right. Because of his wisdom, I would love to quote him because he's so much more eloquent than I. Quote, "The interventionists will do anything to prevent Americans from seeing that their foreign policies are perpetrating or are perpetuating terrorism and inspiring others to seek to harm us. The neocons know that when it is understood that blowback is real, that people seek to attack us not because we are good and free, but because we bomb and occupy their countries, then their stranglehold over foreign policy will begin to slip. That is why each time there is an event like the killings in Paris earlier last month, they rush to the television stations to terrify Americans into agreeing to even more bombing, more occupation, more surveillance at home, and more curtailment of our civil liberties. They tell us we have to do it in order to fight terrorism, but their policies actually increase terrorism."
And to prove the point, Lowell Nelson lays out three examples.
Yes.
Which starts with the war on poverty, huh, Lowell?
Well, you think back several decades, the U.S. government declared a war on poverty. I believe this is during the Johnson administration in the 1960s. And so what happened? What's the result of that war on poverty?
More poverty, sir.
Exactly right. A higher percentage of Americans today live in poverty than when the war on poverty was declared several decades ago, 4 or 5 decades ago.
Point two?
The U.S. government declared a war on drugs several decades ago. What happened? What was the result? A higher percentage of Americans today are adversely affected by drugs than when the war on drugs began. I mean, there's more people being in prison. There's more drug usage. There's more theft and burglary and crime going on because these drugs are expensive. And so, the criminals have to have money to buy them. And, of course, the U.S. government, flies drugs in, the CIA and so forth, flies drugs in and sells them to make a ton of profit so that they can fund their covert operations. Well, so they have a keen interest in promoting the war on drugs because they want their drugs to sell, but not other cartels, because they don't want them cutting into their business.
Yeah, not to digress, but they don't even like competition when people create fake money. They want that all to themselves. It's called the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely right.
Now, terrorism, similar scenario.
They declared, yep, U.S. government declared a war on terrorism just over a decade ago. If I got my facts right, if I remember right, I think it was George W. Bush who declared that the U.S. Government was going to war on terror, and that it might be a long war, right? I mean, it might go on for a long time. Well, that was certainly prophetic, only because they chose to make it war on terror. And so what's the result of that war on terror? Well, today, a higher percentage of people in the world are adversely affected by terrorists than the day the war on terrorism began. Look at the thousands of refugees fleeing countries in the Middle East to get away from the crippling violence and harm being done to their countries, the drone attacks, the bombing, the rebel insurgencies, and so forth. Look at the number of soldiers who come home, well, who don't come home, and then look at the number who do come home but are wounded either mentally and or physically. Look at the number of drone operators who are suffering psychological damage because because of their conscience. Their conscience finally catches up with them, and they say, I can't be killing people remotely anymore. And so look at the number of suicides. I believe it's 22 suicides per day by members of the military because of what they have done in war and what their commanders are ordering them to do. You know, it wasn't this way. And if you fight a just defensive war, you're actually, justified in defending your life from an attacker. But when we go on the offensive, when we preemptively violate the sovereignty of other nations, and when we go and from remotely drop bombs on people, then that offends the conscience and violates the laws of God. And it's an untenable situation in the hearts of our men and women. And so what do? They feel bad. Some of them get depressed. Some of them get on drugs. Some commit suicide. And like I said, 22 suicides per day on average, Sam, by members of our military because of war on terror. So who can say that the war on terrorism isn't having an impact? It's having a huge impact, but it's the wrong impact. It's an adverse impact. The adverse side effects of this war on terror not only are hurting those involved in the war, but they are making a lot of people around the country angry at the U.S., and it's going to be blowback, and there's going to be heck to pay in the coming years because of our U.S. interventionist foreign policy.
I agree with that, and we can see the pattern. The pattern is sadly clear. They've done this to the war on poverty, to the war on drugs, to the war on terror. They're doing it with the Energy Department created back in 1977. It's done nothing to protect us or get us off foreign oil at all. At the same time, now they want to use this energy idea. They supposedly want clean energy, and they want to control every one of our footprints or our day-to-day lifestyles as they shut down power plants across the nation. The pattern here is to ratchet Americans down and take away our liberties and our uniqueness as a country. And so it gets worse. There's a link, though, between this foreign terror that we talk about and the domestic threats. They're now ratcheting up the domestic reality. In California is the latest point, right?
That's right. You mentioned the San Bernardino shooting earlier in the broadcast, Sam. And I'd like to quote Obama, because last Wednesday, that was just 5 days ago, said this in connection with the shootings in San Bernardino, quote, "And for those who are concerned about terrorism, some may be aware of the fact that we have a no-fly list where people can't get on planes. But those same people who we don't allow to fly could go into a store right now in the United States and buy a firearm, and there's nothing we can do to stop them. That's a law that needs to be changed," end of quote. And so that was just 5 days ago, ladies and gentlemen. The very next...
Well, let me just stop you and say that is a law that we ought to have changed. We need to abolish the no-fly list.
Yeah, we need to embrace the policy that several sheriffs are advocating around the country, and that is all of the people who have arms, they need to carry them. let's eliminate these gun-free zones so that we can stop the mass shootings. That's where all the mass shootings are occurring, is in our gun-free zone.
So, but what they're doing is, while they are creating blowback around the world and arming, training, and funding terrorist organizations all around the world and claiming they want peace and that they want to stop terrorism, they're ratcheting up in the pattern at home to violate all of our privacies. Now they want to take away our guns, but it gets worse. We'll tell you about it.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Lowell Nelson with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about terrorism. We're talking about this disingenuousness of not only the president, but I submit to you that most of Congress isn't leveling with you and telling you the truth. Ron Paul is. He did when he was in Congress, but not even, I don't hear a single word from Rand on it hardly at all. Do you, Lowell?
Well, they're not publicized. The mainstream media doesn't want...
Yeah, but I've offered Rand the opportunity to come on and tell the tale, and I can't get him to do it.
I know, Sam. He's apparently too busy, but...
He's too busy falling in the polls, I guess.
If he were smarter, then he would certainly avail himself of the marvelous opportunities you have offered him, no question. But, they do not allow in the media, mainstream media, they do not promote, they do not give time to the real solutions, which you hear on Liberty Roundtable because of great gentlemen like Sam and Kurt who bring these principles to light, who host guests, who have experience in these things. You are two of my favorites, Sam and Kurt. I also love listening to the Chris Ann Hall show, which immediately follows your broadcast. Love listening to Richard Mack, and so these are the things that keep me buoyed up when sometimes I'm disappointed by what happens in government. You guys give me hope, and I hope that people, your listeners around the world, will continue to listen and invite others to listen to your broadcast, your shows, and to the wisdom that you bring to the table each and every weekday morning.
Now, whether it's the war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war on terrorism, we see a pattern here. The more government gets involved in unconstitutional action, the greater chance we have more of the ill they supposedly want to get rid of. And now when Barack runs around and says, hey, we're going to get rid of these terrorists, just know that terrorism is coming to your hometown, folks. I don't want it to, but as we continue to intercede ourselves into the areas which we are not welcome, in sovereign nations, etc., we will have increased trouble. Now, the question becomes, what are they doing to you and I on the home front while they supposedly fight terrorism abroad? The answer is they're taking away our liberties. It started with 9/11. It started with the, Homeland Security creation of that organization under the Republicans. Then they had the, the Patriot Act. And then they had, and it goes on and on and on and on. They're watching our bank accounts. They're monitoring all of our phone conversations and our internet transactions and interactions. They're violating our privacy to the nth degree. Now they want to basically say you can't fly on a plane and you won't be able to have a gun. Do we see a pattern here, folks? But it gets worse. Now, This is Ron Paul's column. He talks about travel now, lol.
Well, he certainly does. I'm just looking over my notes.
You weren't planning to go anywhere for Thanksgiving or Christmas anyway, so don't worry about it, right?
Yeah. I wonder. See, I still can get on a plane and fly around occasionally, and so. But I'm wondering that one of these days I try to do that, I won't be able to. But until they put me on the list, then great. I'm going to enjoy my right to travel.
Now they say this is fascinating. Ron Paul asks a very important question: will the IRS take your passport?
Well, this is a great question, and this is in his column posted yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. He explains in his column about the highway funding bill that was passed by Congress last week.
Now, remember, the Republican-controlled House and Senate passed this, right?
That's right.
All right, keep going.
That's exactly right, and it gives the IRS authority, supposedly, to revoke the passport of anyone the IRS claims owes more than $50,000 in back taxes. So in this highway funding bill, let me say that again, they just gave the IRS authority to revoke your passport if some bureaucrat in the IRS believes that you owe more than $50,000 in back taxes. Now, Ron didn't say this, but in my opinion, you can be sure that this $50,000 amount, this threshold, will be lowered in the future as the government ratchets it down as they get more and more pressured, squeeze more and more blood out of the turnip, more and more money out of the taxpayers. You'll see that number of $50,000, it'll probably decrease to $10,000 and then maybe down to $5,000. Can you imagine that if some bureaucrat thinks that you owe $5,000 or $10,000 in back taxes, they will revoke your passport, and you will not be able to travel outside the country. That is serious, ladies and gentlemen. Congress gave the IRS this authority because of the recent decline in gas tax receipts. You and I both know that the price of gasoline has been declining. Therefore, their taxes that are based on those, the gasoline sales has been declining. And so because they are afraid to raise your taxes, and rightfully so, they just gave the IRS more power to squeeze government revenues out of the taxpayers without having to raise taxes. And so it's diabolical, ladies and gentlemen. Pro-IRS politicians ignore how this new power will punish Americans who have actually paid all the taxes they are legally obligated to pay.
What's fascinating is the Republicans, on one hand, act like they want to abolish the IRS. Every one of the Republicans on the stage have said, hey, we got to lower taxes, we got to reduce the IRS. They've been attacking conservatives, this is a problem. But while they do that, they just allow the IRS to be in charge of your medical care, your health care. If you don't have government Barack Hussein insurance, then the IRS could come after you. Now, if you owe back taxes, the IRS will come after you and you can't travel. They're arming the IRS to the teeth while they complain that they're fighting terrorism, while they're calling you and I terrorists. I mean, this is Congress all involved, the Republican Congress, right?
Duplicitous to the T, Sam. You can bet that the IRS, who is composed of fallible people, human beings just like you and me, they make mistakes. It's inevitable, Sam. One of these days, Americans are going to lose their right to travel simply because of a mistake. Some bureaucrat is going to put you, and they're going to think that, oh, you owe some back taxes, and they are going to revoke your passport without even telling you, without even any due process. They're just going to do it because they can. They'll do it because they can. And now Ron ends his column with these words, again, wisdom from a sage gentleman, quote, as the federal debt increases and the American economy declines, an increasingly desperate Congress will look for new ways to squeeze more revenue from taxpayers, and thus the IRS will increasingly gain new and ever more tyrannical powers over Americans, including new restrictions on the right to travel or even move capital out of the country. The only way to end the IRS's assault on our liberties is for the people to force Congress to stop looking for new ways to pick our pockets and instead usher in a new era of liberty, peace, and prosperity by demolishing the welfare warfare state.
Amen to that. Now, Rand Paul isn't getting the coverage at all. Sad to say, they're mocking him. The Onion's writing a piece saying now that he's down to 2.5%, they're going to physically walk him, escort him off the stage in the next debate. They're joking in the Onion. But the point is, the mainstream press has it out for Rand Paul. I don't think Rand is perfect. I don't think he's a Ron. But I do think he does a whole lot more than anybody else on the stage by far. And the audit the Fed bill he's got before Congress is proof. And it is silently gaining ground, even though the mainstream press doesn't want you to know about it, lol.
I'll say that's exactly true. Now, he, using some parliamentary maneuvering, is forcing a vote in the Senate on his audit the Fed bill. And that is great news. In fact, there is so much pressure being ratcheted up on these senators that two more people have agreed to co-sponsor his bill this month. One was Pat Roberts of Kansas, and one was Dan Sullivan of Alaska, which brings the total number of co-sponsors of his bill to 34.
And that's in the Senate.
That's in the Senate, yeah. And see, that's the Senate is where it died last time. The House passed it, and it has passed it twice, but it always dies in the Senate without a vote. This time, we're going to get a vote. And so, yeah, it may happen this week. It may happen next week. But he is forcing a vote on his audit Fed bill in the Senate this month. I'm very excited.
And a lot of people are excited for Republicans to take more and more and more power. And the threat to that is they're very hawkish, many of them. And we've got to somehow rein in their funding and make it transparent. That's where it starts.
Absolutely. And your calls to your senators do make a difference. When they hear from you, when you melt the phone lines to Washington, D.C., into their offices, their staffers are taking your calls, and they are marking on a list, okay, another call. They just make a tally. They have a tally sheet, and they say, okay, one more in favor of audit the Fed. One more in favor of audit the Fed. When they get hundreds of these calls, it makes a scene. And those staffers, they report those numbers to the congressman. They're going to tell their senator, look, we have received over 2,000 calls for you to audit, to co-sponsor this audit the Fed bill, and you'd better do that, or you're going to have a lot of angry constituents to face in your home state.
Amen to that. Get a hold of your congressman and senator today. Push hard to help us audit and eventually end the Fed and the IRS. Lol, my friend, thank you so much, sir. Godspeed.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, gentlemen. Good morning.
There he goes. Ladies and gentlemen, campaignforliberty.org. Contact your rep today. Get involved in the solutions, folks.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get an incredible deal, do business with the good guys, go to thepowermall.com, 877-987-7817. You guys can get gift cards for your loved ones and have them do business at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com, it's a way to do business with the good guys. And if you get a gift certificate, then people can learn about the Power Mall. You just go, hey, I got you a gift certificate. Go there, get incredible deals on herbs and spices and videos and books and copies of the Power Hour radio broadcast and more, all at the Good Guys store, thepowermall.com. They fund us. We thank them. Do business with the Good Guys. 877-817-9879 is the number. 877-817-9829. Sorry, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. All right, Kurt, I don't know. Most people may not know who Bronco Mendenhall is.
Mm-hmm.
But Bronco Mendenhall was one of the lead coaches at Brigham Young University football for a while.
Yeah, head football.
He was like a
coach.
Defense coach for a while and then a head coach, right?
I didn't know that. As far as I know, he just came in as the head coach.
All right, I thought he was a...
Showed up.
Anyway, either way. And but now he's moving on. Bronco Mendenhall named head coach at Virginia, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And, you know, he's moving on with just a little bit of a pay increase. He's 49 years old. He's been at BYU for about 11 years. You know, I guess he got an attractive offer that includes a little over $3.5 million a year as starting pay, and he's heading to Virginia.
And on one hand, that's cool. On the other hand, I just think that's out of control pay. But that's just me.
Well, it's only a little less than $10,000 a day, Sam.
Okay.
I mean, you know, with costs the way they are, you know, it's just a little difficult.
Yeah, I'd probably take away the $10,000 at least, like on the 4th of July or something. You know.
Yeah.
But I find it fascinating that's happening. Now it turns out that I know Bronco personally. He used to be in my congregation at church for a long time. So, I'm not telling you we're best friends, but I'm telling you he knows who Sam Bushman is for sure. And maybe he'll fund a bunch of radio stuff with his 3.5 mil, Kurt. Maybe he'll just get that done.
Guess I misspoke. I said the deal was 3.5. I guess he gets starting pay at 3.25 million a year.
Oh, yeah.
5 years. And, you know, this is according to ESPN. Bronco Mendenhall's teams, they say, have consistently won at a high level, and he's demonstrated the ability to create a strategic vision to build a program and then implement his plan to be successful.
That's we didn't win a ton when he was in charge, though, Kurt.
What's that?
We didn't win a ton when he was in charge, necessarily.
Oh, I thought we did. Oh, anyway, BYU head coach record since 2005 is 99-42. Reached a bowl game in all 11 seasons at BYU. Just accepted the Las Vegas Bowl invite for this season. Won two Mountain West titles, 06 and 07, before BYU became an independent in 2011. They say previously spent time as defensive coordinator at BYU, so you were right, 2003 to 2004. then New Mexico, coached there earlier, and Oregon State.
Anyway, the reason I say that, we didn't win enough, 66% of the time we won about, Kurt? Is that right?
99-42. Let's see. That would be like...
just say it was 150, and he won 100 of them.
A little bit more than two wins for every one loss.
Yeah, so it's like 66%.
Yeah, okay.
That's like a failing grade. That's a lot of losses. Now, I know we're switching from football to basketball, but compare that to the Golden State Warriors, Kurt. They're on a roll. They haven't lost a single game, my friend.
They are.
Now, I know we switched from football to basketball. I get it. I'm just kind of giving you an example to compare. My point is that, sure, there's a lot of wins if you look at it that way, but if you have that many losses, it's quite a few losses, Kurt.
Yeah, and I guess there's one NFL team, what is it, the Carolina Panthers, that are undefeated as well.
So, yeah, so I'm not down on him. I'm not saying that he didn't do a good job. He's a nice guy, at least when I dealt with him. And he was always nice to me, so I'm not downing him as a person. I think $3-plus million is a little excessive for pay, and I think no wonder we've got such a problem in America with these sports figures making a gazillion dollars and, guys like us not making a penny, but that's another topic.
I guess it's really where people put their money, and, it's amazing to me. Apparently, like, for example, at BYU, which is a, church owned by the LDS Church school, the football program is self-funded, if not, I think it not only funds itself, but it makes extra money, for everything else.
Now, what's funded by the church, are you saying?
Well, sometimes folks look at things and say, hey, we shouldn't be putting money in those places. You know what I mean? For example, football, if you're a church.
In what places?
And yet, excuse me?
We're talking about Virginia, right?
Well, no, right now I was just mentioning the way people look at the expense of things like sports sometimes.
Well, it makes more money than they spend, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the key issue, at least as far as
now,
I can see.
The church doesn't fund Virginia, though, right?
No.
All right, just want to make that clear for people
University
to understand.
Of Virginia, apparently, I was just looking to see if it's a government school or if it's a private school.
But I don't think Bronco Mendenhall made that kind of money working for Brigham Young University's sports team, though, either, Kurt.
No, as far as I know, he got quite an increase. But he said it wasn't all about the money.
No, of course not. Of course not. It's never about the money, Kurt, when you got a lot of it. It's always about the money when you don't have enough of it.
It looks like he's interested in making a difference there, and I think he will.
I think you're right about that. Now, he probably works hard, and he probably deserves $3.5 million. Now, or $3.25 million. But this other lady, I think, works harder, and I bet she doesn't get paid the same, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. This is a 100-year-old woman that's been working 11-hour days, and she says she wouldn't have it any other way. Her name is Philomena Rotundo, and they say she may have entered her second century, but the 100-year-old happily washes clothes and handles dry cleaning for 11 hours a day, 6 days a week at the College Laundry Shop. That's in Buffalo, New York. That's according to WGRZ-TV. I guess she was born.
Now, is the 100-year-old clothes washer, laundromat maid, if you will, as valuable as the coach? Just wondering, Kurt.
Well, she gives us some great words of wisdom. Like they say, she's been working for 85 years. I guess that means she started when she was 15. I'll bet she was working before then, for her mom and dad and her family, et cetera. But they say she spent the last 40 years in the laundry business. Very lucrative, I might add. Her reason is simple. She likes the job. Well, it's a way to clean up, I talk to people all day, she says. It's being out, getting up in the morning. It does, she thinks, she says more seniors should adopt her work ethic. Her advice to her peers, get out and do something. Get out and do some work. Too many old people are retiring too young. I don't think people should be sitting idle doing nothing. That's a waste of time. While the historical retirement age in the U.S., the article says, has been 65, although that's gradually being raised to 67, she thinks that's far too young. 75, she says, a respectable time to retire, she says, but only if health is an issue. I'll keep going until I can't walk anymore. I go one day at a time, she says. Hats off to Philomena Rotundo.
And boy, do we agree with her. You know, that's a good ethic to work hard, and I'm glad she likes, you know, to her, it's not really about the laundry, Kurt. It's about being with people. Mm-hmm. It's about relationships and about service and about hard work and about getting up and having something to look forward to and live for day to day, dying with your boots on kind of mentality. And I don't know how much she gets, but I have a feeling it's not 3.25 mil, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Maybe Bronco ought to just split his salary with her if it's not about the money. Mm-hmm. Think of that idea. Because where's she at, Kurt? What college?
Let's see.
She was at a college, right?
Yeah, it's called
it's not Virginia.
College Laundry Shop in Buffalo, New York. I'm not sure which college that is, but it's in Buffalo, yeah.
It's out east, you know, not too far from Virginia, Kurt.
Bronco can probably toss her a tip if he goes there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Now, I'm not down in making good money. There's a lot of money in sports, and, you know, I get it. But I'm just saying we've got kind of things topsy-turvy in America, though. If it's not about the money, why is he, you know, why does he get 3.5 mil? How much does it take for Bronco and his family to live well? What could be done with the extra money? I mean, you got students in hock to their eyeballs trying to get a degree to supposedly make money.
Yep.
And, you know, with this 3.5 mil, I think they could lower the cost of college if they'd quit paying some of these people so much money. And it's just an interesting dynamic in America. But, you know, just make sure you understand it's not about the money, okay? Mm-hmm. What is it about? And then if it's not about the money, what are you going to do different? You know, see, Ron Paul, when he was going to run for president, you know, the president gets $400,000 in salary. He said he was going to give away 90% of it and just keep 40. And I bring all that up because, you know, folks, if it's not about the money, let's see him do something different about the money. All right. Anyway, I hope a lot of good things happen for all these people. And I hope good things happen to you. And I hope we have less violence. I hope we have more kind speech. I hope we have more patience. I hope we can call a spade and stand with the truth. I hope we can right the wrongs in America, and I hope we can turn to our God. If we do, he promises in, what is it, Chronicles? He will heal our land, ladies and gentlemen, and he'll protect us. Isn't that what we need the most right now? Just wondering. Thanks for being alongside for the ride this holiday Christmas season. 2 hours in the can. You have to wait until tomorrow to get your Kurt Crosby Buenos Dias fix coming up, okay? LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand unique hard-hitting talk radio. Click on Help Us Grow to get involved today. Do business with the good guys at thepowermall.com, one of our great sponsors. We thank them. We thank Republic Broadcasting and Liberty News. We can restore America. This nation shall endure.